Now, we have your witness on the line, Jim, so why don't you tell us a little bit about Josie?
Great. Hi, Josie.
Hi, how are you?
Just lovely. This is Josie Maroney's. She's a night nurse there at the New Mexico Rehabilitation Center, and I talked to her a few nights ago.
And matter of fact, Jim, she's working tonight as we speak, so we've got you, Josie, for about how long? What do you think?
Maybe 10 minutes.
Okay. Take it away, Jim.
Then Josie, if you would, just share with us your experiences. As I recall, this all happened about 1997, right? About the time of the first big UFO convention out there in Roswell.
That's about right.
Okay, well, go ahead and just tell us what you've experienced.
Well, we have a little kitchen here on the second floor, and one night I was just, you know, going in and out, and one of the times that I was on my way out of there, I felt kind of like a force or I don't know what. I couldn't really move. And it was just
paralyzed?
Semi. You know, it's like not all the way, but you know where you're at and what you're doing and all, but it's just something holding you back, like you can't move. But anyway, I found a way where I was able to turn to my right, and there's a bookshelf kind of sort of at the end of that hall, and the doors are glass. Well, this thing was just standing right there looking at me, and I freaked out royally. I mean, you know, but I still couldn't really move that much. And it just stood there and looked at me, and it just went away, and I was able to move on my way, but it was a real freaky feeling.
Did you tell anybody about that at the time?
Not that time. I told them the second time, because it happened again the same way, but this time when I had that feeling, I knew what it was.
And how long apart was this? How long was it before you saw it the second time?
It was about 2 weeks.
About 2 weeks later? And tell us what happened then.
The same feeling, the same spot as I was coming out of the kitchen. But like I said, this time I knew what it was. So I turned around to look, and sure enough, it was standing right there.
Can you describe it?
Oh, I would say it was about 5 feet tall, more or less, maybe a little shorter. It had a long neck and real wide shoulders. The head was kind of like an egg shape. It wasn't real eggy shaped, and it wasn't round or anything. I don't really remember the ears or the, you know, facial features except for the eyes.
What did the eye sockets look like, Josie?
They just looked like black, shiny, oblong figures.
Was the head big in comparison to the body?
Not really. The shoulders were more wide than the head.
Josie, if you had to look at a human ghost as opposed to the ghost you saw, what would you say about this one? How would you compare this to, you know, what many people have described as human apparitions?
I don't really know. I really couldn't say. This thing didn't have any hands on it or feet. It was like a mitten without a thumb.
Well, did you have the idea that it was human, or did you feel like it was not human?
I didn't feel it was human because of the force that inflicted on me. I didn't think that was anything. I've never been afflicted that way by any other human being, so I didn't think it was human at all.
And that's a good question, Jim, because it is possible that there may be human, and that's in quotes, obviously, ghosts that are in this rehabilitation center. I'm sure that people have died there as well, right?
Yes, we've seen them too, believe me, and there is a big difference. Because those, it's kind of like we're not afraid of them. I mean, there's no fear there because we know they're here. We hear different things off and on.
So this one looks different from some human-type ghosts that you've seen at this location, right?
Yes, because the human-type ghosts that have been seen here are those of people that literally died here. And the way that patients describe them and other employees, it's that person.
Jim, there are apparitions all over this place.
Well, you know, it is, after all, a hospital that's been there for a long time. And as you said, George, you know, I'm sure there's been plenty of people that have passed on there. But this seems something different, doesn't it, Josie?
It really is. I don't want to see it again, and then sometimes I do.
Had you heard about this before you had your first encounter?
No, not really. I heard about the crash and all of that, but I didn't know that they were brought out here. Or I didn't know that there had been, you know, deaths in this hospital, and the way that certain people have died here, and the way past it, you know, the noises that were going on and, you know, that contributed to.
Josie,
you have not heard about anybody else encountering that kind of ghost.
No, but others,
yeah. So nobody put that idea in your head.
No.
Okay.
Did it look transparent or solid?
It was solid.
Gosh.
It looked like a mummy wrapped up in some of that silk tape that we use
yes.
around here.
Yes.
It was pretty.
Now, when and you've seen it a couple times,
mm-hmm.
is it the same entity, or is it possible that it might be two and they look a little different?
No, it was the same one.
It's the same one.
Definitely.
Okay. All right.
Do you know anybody else there that's actually seen the same one that you have?
There was a nurse that worked here. She retired from here. She saw one, but it wasn't like mine.
Uh-huh.
The way she described it, hers was a big-headed one, and it was a lot bigger. It was taller.
So perhaps there's more than one?
More than likely.
Hmm.
Well, yeah, because if she saw something different than what I did, you know, that would explain that there's probably another one or two.
Does anything physical happen here, Josie? I mean, are things thrown at anybody, or you know, as we get in some kind of violent ghost stories?
We feel a lot of, like, tingles. I was just talking to one of the techs here that just started working here not too long ago, and
uh-huh.
she was just telling me a few things that she felt. Leery things in different rooms and stuff.
Just, you feel apprehension?
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. A tingle, you say?
Uh-huh, like somebody just passed by you or somebody just brushed on your shoulder or something, but you can feel it.
Does all this happen up on the second floor?
Yes.
Yeah, down that hallway there, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay, no other place in the center, huh?
And not that I know of. I haven't heard anybody
okay.
else. And, of course, other people don't say much because they're afraid people won't believe them.
Mm-hmm.
That's the main thing. I'm sure there's people here that have been here a long time that, you know, probably seen a lot more.
When you see them, Josie, what are the conditions like? Are the lights out? Or what do you think it might take for these just to show up?
I don't know because this place is very well lit up.
Okay, so you see them with lights
eyes.
Everywhere.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Yeah.
Have you ever seen them in the daytime?
No, because I'm not here in the daytime.
It's always at night.
But other people have seen them in the daytime.
Yeah, it seems like I heard a story or two about people who had seen them in the daytime.
Yeah. They just come out when they want to visit, I guess. I don't know. I really don't, but we've had patients that have seen them, that have talked to them.
Patients talk to them?
They've told us about things. I had this one friend that was here, several years ago, and he went up to her, and this was one of the soldiers that supposedly died here. And she described the way he was dressed, and I've been here 10 years. Other people have described the same person, so that's why I believed her. He touched her at her feet and told her that she was going to be okay. And she died like 3 days later.
Now, that was a soldier, but you're not talking about this alien-looking apparition,
no.
right? Okay.
I don't think anybody else has seen that except for that one nurse that was
okay.
here.
Okay, yeah, I was wondering, because if they're
yeah.
starting to talk to patients, they might be able to tell us all kinds of things, Jim, that happened at Roswell.
That's
huh?
right.
We did have one patient that kept saying that he was visited by one of the aliens, and he was talking to him.
What did he say that it said to him?
That, it's been a while. Things like he was going to be okay, too, and he was going to, you know, do, you know, what he used to do before he got in his accident and stuff like that.
So it was just comforting to him, but uh-huh. but this being never really got into why it was around here, right?
Yeah.
Well, isn't that interesting that now we have an alien specter that's comforting people?
Yeah, benevolent here.